You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This is the William Hill Golf Podcast. Go to news.williamhill.com for all the podcasts or search William Hill Radio on iTunes.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Golf Podcast. An update, no less. The third round of the Open is upon us. Alex Dunn in the studio recording this on Saturday morning with Jamie Spence as ever on the line. A good morning to you, Jamie. How are you?
Yeah, Alex, really, really well. Been walking the course this week, doing a bit of TV, followed Spieth yesterday, and I got absolutely drenched. Never been so wet on a golf course, but you know what? It was worth it. Saw some great golf from Spieth. So, yeah, good day yesterday.
Now, we're based in Leeds, and this morning my walk to work, well, I look like a drowned rat, Jamie. I arrived at work about 15 minutes ago, and I'm absolutely sodden. I'm peeling the jeans off my legs. Are the conditions similar at Royal Birkdale this morning?
No, they're not, and I've looked at the forecast. It's supposed to be dry all day, although they say there could be a shower or two, so, but not much wind at the moment. So I think the forecast is a little bit better this side
okay.
of the Pennines.
Right, let's talk about the action that we've seen so far then, because obviously it's been a bit of a strange one in that on the first day there were plenty of players in contention, and then after a very difficult second round, all of a sudden the cream appears to be rising to the top. Jordan Spieth is 6 under, and he has been, well, quite simply, Jamie, he's been the best golfer so far.
Yeah, he has. It was difficult yesterday. The wind was really strong in the morning, especially early on, and then that turned into the rain. When the wind died down a bit, the rain came in. So all the players had it pretty difficult. As I said, I was out with Spieth. He seemed to relish the conditions. He just seems to have this knack of pulling out a shot when he really, really needs it. And he looks like he's a man on a mission. And as you say, there was plenty of players under par after the first round, but we've only got 9 now under par. So I think anybody under par at the end of the week, regardless of the conditions, it's never going to be easy at Royal Birkdale. 3 over par won this event last time it was here back in 08. That was Harrington. So it's going to be difficult.
Mm. The likes of Zach Johnson, Rory McIlroy, of course, Spieth. Anyone basically who managed to shoot around yesterday that was below par is commendable in those conditions, isn't it? Because you can see with a lot of players it is almost damage limitations in those conditions. But to actually go and improve your score is pretty good, isn't it?
Well, the best round of the week for me was Zach Johnson yesterday. He shot 66 in the strongest of the winds. He had just total control over his golf ball. He putts brilliantly. He's currently 1 over par, not that far behind, you know. If he can get into red numbers today, which won't be easy for him, but if he can just sneak 1 under par, shoot a 68, something like that, he'll have a great chance going in. And as for Rory, after 6 holes of the first round, he was gone. He was packing his bags and watching it on TV for the weekend. But him and his caddy got together, had a few chats, and he pulled it right around. I mean, he's played fantastic for the last 27 holes.
So, in terms of the betting, Spieth is the 6-4 favourite, obviously a worthy favourite at this stage. Do you think he deserves to be that short, Jamie?
No, I don't. Not on this course in these conditions. It's 2 shots is nothing here. But he was my pick at the start, Spieth, so I'm very happy about that, to be honest. I think he's the light. I mean, listen, if you put a gun to my head, which I hope you won't, and say who's going to win, I'll say Spieth, because I've been following him. But listen, he's hit a few errant tee shots and got away with it the last few days, but his putting is just brilliant. And he chipped in at 10 for a par from nowhere. Should have made a bogey or a double bogey, and he walks off with a par. So he just does things like that, these magical things. But I think he's a bit short, but obviously he's the most likely winner at this stage.
OK, well, we'll go down the first 5 or 6 in the betting. We are a 50 odds, 1, 2, 3 and 4. If you want to bet each way at this stage. So next in after Spieth is Rory McIlroy. He is 6-1. He is 1 under, as things stand, as he said, after a really good round yesterday. And with the lack of volume of players currently above him on the leaderboard, you'd have to give him a squeak. But again, 6-1 seems a pretty fair price, given what he can do. He could be sublime. He can also be a little bit ridiculous at times.
Well, I wonder what price he was after 6 holes on Friday.
I think I heard he was around about 100-1.
100-1, well, there you go. I don't know. I mean, I didn't fancy him before the week. Obviously, now it's a different story. He's right in there. Played well, as I said, the last 27 holes. But the player that played the first 6 holes is there somewhere as well. So I don't think he's on top form, Rory. But you're right. There's not many people ahead of him now. So a similar statement to Zach Johnson. Rory just needs to hang around for today. They say it's moving day. I think it's hanging around day, personally. I think if Rory shoots 1 or 2 under, he's going to be right in the mix. I can't really see anybody getting away, getting into double digits under par. It's not that sort of golf course. So Rory will know that. And if he can come out, he plays his best golf, Rory, when he attacks. And that's got to be his mindset for the weekend.
Okay. Matt Kuchar is next in. He's 7-1. Has not exactly slipped under the radar, but he's just sort of always there or thereabouts, isn't he? And yesterday he was just very steady. Shot a 1 over in the end, but not the end of the world. He's 2 shots off the lead, but right on the shoulder of Jordan Spieth. And again, if he continues to be as steady as we know that he can be, that 7-1 could provide a fair bit of value.
Yeah, I've always liked Kuchar. I tipped him quite a few times in the past and sort of given up on him, really. But he just might sneak in here when no one's expecting. As you said, he slipped under the radar, Kuchar, and hits a low ball flight, hits a lot of fairways, hits a lot of greens. Just the sort of player that does well at Birkdale, sort of in the ilk, really, of Marco Mir, who won here in 1998. He's that sort of player. So it wouldn't put it past Kuchar to pull this one off. And yeah, I would advise people to stay on the right side of him.
Okay. Brooks Koepka's next in at 8-1. Now, obviously, he's been in fantastic form so far this year. 2 over yesterday, but he's still in there pitching. And another one that you'd have to give a massive amount of respect to, currently 3 under.
Yeah, he is. Before the tournament, I didn't fancy Rory, Dustin Johnson, Jason Day, Brooks Koepka and Justin Thomas. Well, Koepka and Rory are right bang in there. I think Koepka's just riding on confidence. He hasn't played since the US Open, which is very unusual. I don't know whether that fact that he hasn't played any tournament golf might count against him here at the weekend with consistency-wise, but he's just so confident at the moment. He hits the ball a mile. He's got power to spare. So, yeah, he, again, another one with a great chance. Putting himself in a great position, surprisingly to me.
Mm. We mentioned a player in Matt Kuchar who slipped under the radar. One player who struggles to slip under any kind of radar is Ian Poulter. But he's 3 under. After 2 really solid days of golf, he's 14-1. He is one of the players who, on his day, can be absolutely fantastic. Those days have been few and far between in the last few years, but nevertheless, he's up there and he's got to have a chance.
Yeah, he was runner-up back here in 08, so it's a course that he likes. He's very shy and retiring, isn't he, Paul? So you never know where he is. I think it's great to see him up there, I really do. He's worked really hard the last year, you know, to get his game back to competitive state. Because he had a bit of an injury on the PGA Tour, sort of dropped off the radar, was really struggling to get turn his game around, and he has. And let's not forget, he qualified for this at his home club at Woburn. So that's the dedication he's shown. That's a big step for a player of his ilk to go back to qualifying to get into a major championship. And not only that, he's 3 off the lead. So the way he putts and competes, Poulter, you just can't count him out.
It's then 22-1 for Hideki Matsuyama, and then 40s and bigger the remainder, including Richie Ramsey, who is actually next on the leaderboard, if you like. He's on his own in fifth before Saturday's play. Is there anyone else, including Matsuyama, Ramsey, that you want to mention?
Well, he's a tough little nut, Richie Ramsey, by the way. He comes from Royal Aberdeen, so he's used to this Lynx golf. He relishes it, and he's played well the last few weeks on the European Tour. So he won't go away, Richie Ramsey. Well, Sergio, Ricky Fowler, Henrik Stenson, they're 2 over. Are they too far back? Probably not, no, but they need a 67, something like that, to get themselves in the red, to get themselves in back in the event. I'm not going to tip any of those. There's an American player who I watched quite a bit yesterday called Jamie Lovemark. He's even par for the tournament, and it looks a good player, and he's a very tasty price, which you're just about to tell us.
100-1 he is, 100-1.
Yeah, I think you can be far worse than have a pound each way on Jamie Lovemark, because it's a course where the Americans traditionally do very well.
Okay, then. So if we were looking for, obviously, you've gone with Spieth anti-post. Well, that's fine. We're happy with that. But if you were coming into it fresh now, you'd advise a bet on Lovemark. And is there anyone else that you would say at that price is worth a look?
Well, having, as you say, having come, if you're coming in totally fresh now and having watched what I was, I've been at the golf course all week watching the golf. I do like Matt Kuchar. I think I don't think he's going to go away this time. I think he's going to hang around because he's never really challenged in a major, Kuchar, and it's about time. So I probably fancy him, a little bit of a saver on him. And as I said, I like Love Mark, a little bit of value there, I think, not too far behind the lead for a player who's very much slipped under the radar.
Okay, then, well, we'll move our attentions to the two-ball action on Saturday. We're going to focus on the final three pairings, starting at 3.35. There's a 3.35, 3.45 and 3.55, so plenty of time to place your bets for these. We'll start with Richie Ramsey and Austin Connolly. Richie Ramsey is 8-11. The draw, the tie, is 15-2, and it's 6-4 for Austin Connolly. You've already mentioned Ramsey, maybe suited by conditions, but Austin Connolly's someone who... well, no one was really giving any sort of chance to pre-tournament, but he's done fantastically well. It's just a shame that at the end of his round yesterday, he couldn't quite hold it together because prior to that, he'd been pretty good.
Yeah, he had. Yeah, he's a Canadian player just making his way in professional golf, done extremely well, but the spotlight's on him well and truly now. And I've got to think that the experience of Richie Ramsey, not just in links golf, but in his whole professional career, he is a tournament winner. Former US amateur champion as well, Richie Ramsey. You've got a side with Ramsey in this group, no doubt.
Okay, we've then got Ian Poulter and Brooks Koepka. 13-8 for Poulter. The tie is 15-2, and Koepka is 4-6. Which way do you see that one going?
Well, what a contrast of styles here. Koepka, when they both hit driver, Koepka would be 50 yards past Bolts, but it's not a course you can overpower, and... I'm going to go Poulter here. I just think his nous on this golf course, he knows it far better than Koepka. Obviously, Koepka's been playing the better golf. We all know that. But this golf course doesn't really put the driver in Koepka's hands, so I'm going to go with Poulter.
Okay, 13-8 for Ian Poulter. And then the final one, the big one, if you like, Jordan Spieth and Matt Kuchar. Going to have plenty of people following them around today, probably yourself included. 8-13 for Spieth, the draw 15-2, and it's 7-4 for Matt Kuchar. Where does the value lie in the final pairing on Saturday?
Well, that's an incredible two ball, isn't it? And you're right, I will be walking every step of the way with this group later. Can't wait for that. Very late start as well, isn't it? Blimey. We're up too early to do this. we should have got up at midday and done this. But, it's a really tough one to call. There's 7-4 Kuchar sort of jumping out at me a bit there. But I just think Spieth's going to just nick him by the odd shot.
Okay, you put those three together, Ramsey, Poulter and Spieth in the two balls, and it is over 6-1 for that treble. So if you want to get involved with that, then you're more than welcome to, and there's plenty of two-ball action on the William Hill website for every single pairing available today. So do take a look at that. Great stuff then, Jamie. I believe Sam Norris is going to be catching up with you in the morning ahead of the final day. Let's hope that your fancies, obviously pre-tournament in Spieth and today with Kuchar and Lovemark, are there or thereabouts as we enter the final day. Enjoy the action today. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Thanks very much, Alex. Speak soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.